Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here I go. Is it? I'm on top. Rag check. Respect. I'm on top. Silver voice.
No.
Do it again.
Stacy, this producer.
I'm on top.
Let's run it.
I'm on top.
Run it back again.
Wow, Stacy. Respect. Bag check. Wow, Stacy. Try again. I'm on top. Bag check. Respect. I'm on top. Nails did. Hair's done. Oh, my God. Yes, here we go. Now I'm going to freestyle. I'm on top.
Yeah, that's good.
I think it's a good take. It's a good take. Wow, I guess this wedding's really stressing you out. Ready, Stace? Ready, Darce? Here we go. It's our big hit. Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé, and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce. Manifest our twin power.
Scooter bapa dee bahada
woodapa do the twins. Apadapa. Hat the got. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh, ah.
I need to say, I don't know if which one of us manifested this, but it's like they're just doing the show for us.
They are. They're just doing the show for us.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's like, if we wrote the script of things that we wanted to imitate, this would be a whole episode of them.
Yeah, if you wrote a choose your own adventure of what you want Darcy and Stacy to do in an episode, it would have been this episode for me.
Y'all, this is Reality Gaze, Darcy and Stacy, hits episode 7, season 4, episode 7, hits and misses. And I will say, there's not a single miss this season.
No. This season
all
is
hits.
So good, y'all.
Unlike the song I'm on top, which sounds like some type of late 90s German techno thing in a gay bar or in a gay sex club that I got banged in.
I did get a chubby when we heard it. I did.
Miami.
Also, you and I have never sang I'm on top.
No. Well, oh, I am often on top.
Okay.
It's just riding, like cowgirl.
Oh, cowgirls. Side saddle.
Yes.
They don't call you side saddle. Side saddle Susan for nothing. I can't say that.
Oh, forgive me for my raspy voice like Darcy. I got that rasp. Again, my immune system has decided it's going to be a butterfly net, and I caught a cold, but I'm on the mend. Thank you for your prayers.
No one cares.
And your good vibes.
You're fine.
Thank you.
You're good.
It's you guys who keep me going.
Oh, God. help me. Well, this episode gave you life, I'm sure.
It did.
It was what?
It did.
Nothing heals a sick gay man like two drag queens being hilarious.
I just, when I was watching this, I was trying to think about where is this season going, but I don't really care.
No.
I just don't.
I will say, because, you know, I resubscribed for a month and there wasn't anything. Georgie did post to his OnlyFans.
Shut up.
But it was, no, don't get excited. It was just a picture of his face. There was not anything in his body or anything like that.
What's the point?
I didn't see an email pop up on my Gmail and I didn't scream and immediately run to my computer to be disappointed at all.
Well, that is sad.
So anyway, I've got 25 more days for him to make this work.
I don't know. I think he's on television now, so I think I have my massage clients and I'm doing real estate. It sounds like every like out of work gay actor in New York.
Yeah.
I'm doing my massage clients and I'm doing real estate.
Yeah.
Thinking about doing personal training.
Which
those three things.
Good for
actually
people
just real estate and personal training. And you just go back to one and then to the other, and then you become an influencer for a while, and then you kind of do influencing, personal training, and real estate.
Yeah.
Hey, they're making it work, but it is amazing how many gay actor friends of mine got their real estate licenses during pandemic. They all decided. Couple announcements. We are doing, number one, some of you may have heard just a little whisper about what happened things that happened due to the cast of Vanderpump Rules. it may have just went across your screen quickly. I'm just going to be doing, Maddie knows absolutely nothing about any of these people, and I'm going to be doing a quick Vanderpump Rules explanation during our Below Deck podcast.
Never heard of them. So, don't even know who's who.
I don't watch the show, but I'm familiar with the players. I think I have an image. I field tested it with someone else who's into the show, and he said it works. So I'm going to help you with that.
Field test meaning the guy you're fucking?
Maybe. Anyway, wow. So
I'm
I will talk to you.
The bedroom a field now.
Just in the middle of mid-pummel.
You know, no, you know, that's not true. He fucked you in the kitchen, and that's where you talked to him about it. So that's why it was field testing. You got that new table behind you. You had to break it in somehow.
I haven't fucked on that table yet. I'm a little afraid. Very sturdy, though. So I'll be talking about that on our Below Deck podcast that drops tomorrow, right?
Below Deck drops on Tuesday, yes. Yeah. It'll drop tomorrow.
So you'll hear, if you are confused and all your friends or you feel you have FOMO because you don't understand what's happening, I'm going to give you a quick, concise way to know what's happening, and then you're like, oh, okay, I cannot care anymore. But for Vanderpump Rules fans, this was a big weekend. Ryan Bailey was very, very, mostly because he's friends with Tom Sandoval, who was involved. And
he's probably overstimulated. So,
well, no, he was pissed because he's friends with everyone. And I should tell you, Adriana Maddox, who was also involved, sat next to me at the Crappies.
Oh.
And I talked. So, y'all, this was like 4 days before it all went down. So,
wow.
Yeah. I was like a major player. I was like Kato Kaelin.
Yeah, less gay, actually. I was going to tell everybody, I'll talk about it when it airs, but I actually, because a friend went and saw the taping of Carol Burnett's 90th birthday special, it was an incredible night, and I was going to let people know it's going to air on April 27th on NBC. Right.
But so you can't talk about it now.
I can't talk about it. Yeah. No, but I can talk about more stuff on the air, but you'll see it. So anyway, it was wonderful and just the like second best night of my life. That's all I'll say.
What's the first best night of your life?
Shania Twain.
I thought you were going to say when you met me.
No, that's like, that's like probably like 17. You know what? Top 15.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Hey, look, if someone says that meeting you's in their top 20, you're doing good.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm going to say top 15.
A couple of other things. This is mostly cringe tier. Cringe tier for y'all who are in the cringe tier of our Patreon. This is going to be a good month and a half for y'all.
It really is.
Whatever y'all spells have y'all been casting.
They work.
You've got... First of all, you've got the MILF Manor Minute, which people can't get enough of because everyone's sick.
Coming up on Extreme Sisters this week.
Did you watch it already last night?
I did watch it.
Was it disgusting as normal?
There was one part where I clasped my hand over my face and I just had to watch it through like my fingers, like the way I watched Arachnophobia.
This is unnatural.
I'm scared of spiders.
We need, like, and I have gay sex.
I know.
This is all awful. You all need to examine why you watch this show. I have like a full body heave while I hear you talk about it.
Yeah, it's Charlene delivers. That's all I'm going to say.
So y'all, the cringe tier is going to be lit in the next months. So two announcements about that. I think this is an announcement for you, and you didn't know this, but I put it on our schedule. But We will be covering Seeking Brother Husband, the kind of sister show of Seeking Sister Wife. Brother show?
I didn't know that. We talked about it.
The next thing I have to say, though, you won't know.
Oh.
But we will be covering that, and that premieres March 27th or 24th. It's the end of March. We got a lot of premieres. But also huge. April 17th. Me, You, and My Ex, season 2 premiere.
Oh.
Yes.
That is new. Boy.
So, yes. That will also be on the cringe tier.
Boy, they're getting raw dog on the $8 tier.
The cringe tier is going to be lit.
And as all of those shows, we're going to give you, y'all, we let you try before you buy. We give you just the tip, and you'll get the first episode on the free feed so you can listen to decide if you want to join.
I wonder if what's his name and Caroline, the gay guy, are still, who they have a baby now, are still going to be doing
this. I don't know.
This.
I hope that mom's back. Oh, I hope that mom's back.
Oh, that mom who stepped out of a Tennessee Williams play. Oh, Lacer. Yeah, Lacer and they're enjoyable. I don't know if what's her name and the horrible couple and the funny woman, what was her name? Kay LeVay. I don't think they'll be back. They were definitely one season.
Yeah, she wants to try to be, but she's one season. There's not anything about, I'm Googling, there's not anything about cast members yet.
Yeah, I only saw it on Metacritic, which is where I go now to get my premiere dates. I used to go to another place, but now I get it there.
We should get it in. They should announce that around April. They'll usually do it.
What's upsetting is that, you know, y'all, give a fucker a press release. How about just send out a fucking press release to the trades? You don't have to put commercials on it. Just let some fuckers know. Let a hoe know.
Actually, we know the press person at Extreme Sisters, so we could probably just email her.
Yeah, but that's extra work. I want to read Deadline.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. So, again, cringe tier is going to be banging. So
it's my birthday gift.
If you're on the fence, that's right. Your birthday's really soon.
It is in a week. 44. As Darcy said, it's a powerful number. Powerful manifesting 11. Number, the number of protection. It is.
Can we just talk about this episode?
Yeah. Also, Love is Blind is coming at the end of March as well, y'all. Season 4, we will be dropping that as well. And remember, if you are on the cringe tier at the $8 tier of Reality Gates Plus, you can listen to this show commercial-free. Everything, I just want to give people a heads up that this week, everything should be on track, but, Jake and I both will be going to, a podcast conference in Las Vegas. So some scheduling stuff could happen. Some things might be delayed.
We're flying. So you know how it is.
Anyway, we're just letting you know, our social media manager, Caitlin's going to be there. She's 25 years old and never been to Vegas. We might be having to go. We might lose her. She's coming.
So.
Canada, where it's just cold. She's probably going to be topless and just drunk the entire time.
if you see us put on an ad for another social media person, say a prayer for Caitlin.
Say a prayer for
Caitlin. Say a rosary.
That means she's buried somewhere
in the desert. Mm-hmm. She crossed a mob boss wrongly.
Wasn't us.
The hangover didn't end up as happy.
No.
She got eaten by that tiger.
She got eaten by that tiger.
I think let's just do. Are we ready to dig in?
Let's do it.
Darce is doing yoga, y'all. And
I was impressed she could do a handstand. I don't know if I could do a handstand like this.
I've had someone help me with it when I've done yoga, and I could hold it.
Didn't know where you were going with that.
and there was no sexual things involved in it. But
that's great.
Afterwards, we did.
Okay.
But she was doing it, and then when she starts to fall, she does that prehistoric bird scream.
Yeah. But so I was happy for her. So she's anyway, y'all. She's doing her. She's standing out there, kind of manifest. She's going. She's pissed off.
Lauren wants happiness and love.
Happiness and love. I have other things to worry about than that Georgie and his big big dick.
So we move into the studio,
which studios.
Phil, the producer. This is the guy who recorded their smash hit "Always in My Heart," dedicated to their brother Michael. This isn't anywhere I can find.
On the internet. I found it. Oh yeah, it's right. I found it.
Shut up.
I'll send it to you,
please.
The song is okay. It's definitely before they started using auto-tune, so you could actually hear more of their voices.
I don't want to. I don't want to do that.
Also, the music video is just like pictures that Darcy and Stacy took of one another on their BlackBerry Pearl, and they just put it in a music video because they're all like pixelated, and it's very of the time.
God bless.
But the sentiment is, and the sentiment and the words are very sweet. Poodle, I wanted to ask you. So you write music, and
I do.
And sometimes it's even played in venues. Sometimes it's played in strip bars. But either way, you've written music.
I have.
And when you go to write music, when you go to the recording studio.
Write it on a legal pad right there?
Yeah. Do you just write it right there?
This is how Rumors, the Rumors album was written. I doubt this was in the studio on legal pads. And as they said, yeah, I don't think this is how Fleetwood Mac... Stevie Nicks didn't go, we just say things and it just comes to us.
No.
I think she did a bunch of heroin and took a bath and almost passed out and then wrote the song Dreams. Probably. That was in a second location.
I mean, Dolly Parton says that she'll write songs that just come to her, but
it's
different.
Usually you don't write random phrases on a pad. I think the Silva twins are writing in a different style. This isn't, they're not trying to come up with exact rhymes.
Okay. Well, you know, what I appreciate, I think it's very in the moment.
Sure. I don't know if we can compare that type, what they're doing to normal songwriting, because they're just kind of saying words that should be hashtags.
Empowered. Strong.
And at one point, Stacy just says, we're going to go back. I'm jumping ahead just a little bit.
We did jump ahead. I forgot. They got into a fight, y'all. They got
beautiful. Feeling fierce. Rising above. Respect. We feel our songs. We talk it out. Empowerment. Head to the top. Like, it's just their hashtag list. Oh,
I've got... goosebumps. I got goosebumps.
So goosebumps. It kind of sounds like they're trying to write Lizzo's Good as Hell, but failing. Mm-hmm. Stacy's in there meeting Phil, and Darcy walks in, and Stacy's
thanks for the heads up about Florian.
Stacy's so excited. She's like, Darce, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, thanks for the heads up, Florian. And Stacy's like, yeah, can we not talk about this? Don't want to ruin the vibe.
This stops me. It's halting.
And at one point, the camera just keeps focusing on Phil because he's thinking, this studio is expensive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's getting paid whatever. And then,
y'all, I can't tell you, I'm sorry, I can't tell you how many times I've been in the studio as a musician when someone just airs their personal problems and everyone's just sitting there looking at them. And you're like, I'm being paid.
And you're
Let's
just going,
do this.
This is expensive. Yes. And then in a twist of genius, Phil says, you know what? Put it in the music, girls. Say, blow it off. Let's
like, take
blow
it in the studio. Take it in the studio.
Take it in the studio.
You got the Bridezilla energy. You need to take it in the studio.
And Darcy's like, yeah, yeah. And yeah, that's hot. That's hot. Ooh, I'm getting chills all over. Chills all over.
So they proceed to play these tracks, like I said before, like you would hear in 1997 in a Berlin gay sex club.
Yeah.
With like people just like in with like black lights and just getting banged.
Do you think Phil wrote these on GarageBand?
No. He found them. They're like royalty free, some shit.
Okay.
I just, or he may have made them in the 15 minutes before they arrived.
Oh, okay.
They're so generic. Anyone who actually produces hearing this, and they were also extremely dated. That's why I keep calling it 1998.
It does.
But that's when they were kind of popular, y'all. So
yeah. Feeling beautiful, feeling fierce. So that's when they.
Write lyrics. And I kept writing, this is too good. This is too good. I can't believe I'm seeing the Silva twins process here.
It's amazing.
They're writing their magnum opus. Head to the top. And Darcy goes first, and they have their little confessional moment, the talking head moment. They said, you know, our voices are unique. No, you can't handle this. These are voices you have not heard before. And Darcy's got that. I got that like high sound, high silky sound.
I got that rasp.
I would never call Stacey's voice high and silky.
No. They both have a rasp.
The song is I'm on top. Hair's done. Hair done. Nails did. I can't stop.
Best line is they Phil stop Stacey and Darcy's like, she said hairs, not hair done.
And y'all, Stacy has zero rhythm. She can't even hear, like y'all.
Darcy was pretty good.
I don't want to say they have zero talent because I think that's unfair. I think they are extremely talented in some ways.
No, why? Why? Because Phil did. Phil literally says, no, he was
musically,
like,
I don't think they're really cut out to be musicians. I'm trying to say that in the nicest way possible.
Phil basically said, you know, they've got the desire. Do they have the vocal talent? Eh, who cares? That's why we got auto-tune.
That's what auto-tune is for. Phil is a producer of the 2020s, so he gets it. And Stacey's basically singing, bag check, which I don't respect. I don't know where bag check is. That a luxurious thing to get your bag checked?
I mean, I guess so. I mean, it costs money now. They don't just check it for free.
I guess. But Phil does say this is going to take an act of God. And Darcy is saying, being here, it's really affecting my headspace. It's going to affect my date with Cicero. Oh, Lord. Georgie being here. I know that. That's what she was talking
Not
about.
Not even her date. She said, my future with Cicero. She wasn't even thinking about a date. She said future. She took it even further. Speaking of Georgie and Florian.
I'm afraid to water.
Y'all, Georgie and Florian are going jet skiing, and it's just, again.
I know can swim, but I'm not afraid.
What? Are you, Flo, Florian, I used to be lifeguard. I'll help you.
Oh. I watched Baywatch in Albania. It's very popular show.
You know what? Let's just go ahead and do it now.
Okay.
I don't even want to get into it even more, y'all. Presenting, I think, I don't know if this is our first one, but a reality gaze, Georgie and Florian Theater.
Very kind of Balkan.
Yes.
Reminiscent.
Yes. Like the Castlevania theme.
Yes.
Yes.
Action.
Don't worry, Florian. Don't worry. I've got you. Get on the water. Get you on it. Get on it.
I don't have the afraid.
Come on.
Okay. Ooh, this fun. I enjoy.
Yeah, okay. I want to talk to you about Darcy.
Oh, she's mad. I want to make everything okay.
What? Have you heard from her?
She's dating this rich guy. She's the Cicero. That nice car.
Nice car. You know,
she's like hanging out with famous people.
Nice cars don't hurt me because I have a huge fucking dick. Huge.
No, you mean you have huge heart. That's what you mean.
No, I mean dick, but sure. Heart too.
So maybe we try to be friends. You try friends.
No, I tell her I love her, Florian.
Okay, my Georgie.
If she doesn't like, she doesn't have feelings for me, it will heartbreak me. Tell her I love her.
Oh, this is no good for my plan. As long as Darcy show up and Georgie play Barul, we're good. I'm not afraid.
And scene.
I know the frayed.
I know the frayed.
That's what I'm going to say when I'm, like next time I'm staring down the barrel of a 10-inch dick. I know the frayed.
When you suck a big cock, keep your throat open.
Wow.
Suck on, on with dick.
And there's... And there's tears just in your eyes.
I won't ruin it anymore.
I've been there,
and that's why I'm here.
So the next...
All right, Darcy's getting ready for her day.
Before we do that, we should take a quick break.
Good call.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies,
We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So, I'm going on my date with Cicero, and he apologized profusely for canceling.
And I'd say, Darcy looks really cute. She's in this all-white outfit, but it's like, it's Darcy, but it is more subdued.
It is, and it's not complete boobalicious.
It's not complete boobalicious. It's not. She looks really good.
Shine like a diamond. Picks her up in a yellow Lambo. And he's wearing just t-shirt and pants like rich people do.
You know, it's kind of hard to tell because I haven't been to Miami ever, actually. And I know that, like, I feel like if you live in Miami, come at us, Miami sissies. Is it hard to tell if someone's just kind of rich or and or affluent and or a big douchebag? Because I just feel like it's so, like, yeah, that is part of Miami. Like, you just think of, like, the fancy cars and, like, the lifestyle. And but here, like, in L.A., somebody, you go, you would just go, you'd roll your eyes and go, ugh, what a yeah. just.
But no, a guy cool. dressed like him, if he wasn't in a yellow Lambo, I'm like, oh, he's rich.
Because he wasn't dressed pretend. He was just yeah. kind of very casual. I think he's loaded,
that's
what, y'all.
That's how rich people dress. Yeah.
Y'all, Darcy hit the money spot. She, don't blow this, Darcy.
Yeah.
Cut to, she's going to blow this.
She's going to blow it.
How do you blow it usually, Jake? How do you blow it usually on a date?
How do I blow it?
No. Oh. No. How does an existential of, what is one way to kind of blow things on your date? Not a dick, but emotionally blow it.
You mean me screw it up?
Yeah. Or yeah, just anyone. What's one fail-proof way
self-sabotaging
to,
or
to
blow
fuck
a, date
up a date
with me or something that I would do? I'm unclear.
I just meant for any sissies that are dating right now, maybe one advice. It's not about you.
I know. Okay, got it. Have an emotional breakdown on your first date.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all, this makes people run for the hills.
Oh, yeah. It makes me run for the hills. And I'm codependent.
Yeah, I wanted to run from my television when I was watching. That's how uncomfortable it made me.
It made me kind of like I sat up and like pulled my legs up like there was something on my floor. And I just went, no, Darcy, no.
Yeah, I wrote down, no, don't do this. It's like Katya when she's with Trixie and Katya watching Andrew on Love is Blind put the eye drops in his eyes, and Katya goes, no. No, this is not happening. And Trixie's dying.
They're so good.
I hope they watch the next one.
Of course they will. But before all that, it goes well. Cicero's like, I like your energy.
I like your energy.
You
have a different beauty. You have your own style.
And they're having drinks. The problem is Darcy was drinking. Did you see how many drinks they had?
She gets messy so quickly.
She does. And
did you hear him call out lying about her age?
Yeah. He was like, don't lie. Own it.
Well, I'm 47, but I feel like I'm 27. Y'all stop. I'm the last person to say own your age.
I was gonna say you need to look in the mirror.
But I also won't say I feel like I'm 27. Because even when I was 27, I didn't feel like I was 27.
Well, I think there's some, especially as you get like my mother lost weight and she says, I feel like I'm, well, she doesn't say 27, but my mom says, you know, like, I feel like I'm 50 years old again.
Right.
And so that's nice hearing.
Hers comes out of desperation, though.
Yeah. My mom doesn't want to be thought of as 50 years old. Darcy wants to be thought of as 27. Although my mom did suggest that maybe if she was single, she should go on MILF Manor.
No.
Yeah, I shut that down real quick.
But I feel like I've lost the best years of my life.
I lowered my standards. Maybe my self-esteem was so low. And he goes, no. And
he basically mentions, you know what? The babysitter needs to go, so I got to go talk to my daughters.
But he says, can we do this again?
Yeah.
And
meeting the daughters.
Okay, this is too soon. Red flag. Can you imagine Darcy trying to be a stepmom and just talking with teenage girls?
No.
Please don't do this to Darcy. No. She's not ready for this.
This was like when, did I ever tell you this story of when I went out with this guy for a while who had a kid, and he's like, would you mind, like, he wanted to come to a show that I was doing, and he's like, do you mind if my daughter comes? And I'm like, I didn't say this, but I don't want to meet your daughter. Because she was like 11. And I was like,
oh, yeah. Didn't you tell me y'all tried to act like you weren't dating and you're 11 year old? She totally was like, they're totally fucking.
Yeah. Like, yeah. This is my daughter. He's like, this is my friend. And I was like, if you only knew what your father and I have been doing.
That kind of made it harder for you, didn't it? That you're doing behind the kids' back. Bit. Yeah.
And then I'm like, maybe we just go in her room and do it in her bed. And then I said, that's bad.
That's bad.
That's bad. Y'all, I'm the devil in me. The devil makes me do things.
Yeah. It's not good. It's not a good.
I just want to do things that are just like, just crazy.
Literally, he is Let's Be Bad from Smash.
That they also used
in Some Like It Hot. Yeah.
Anyway, so the girls might come on the next day, which I think is a terrible idea.
Terrible.
And Darcy's like, hope me being emotional didn't make him run away. Apparently not. Aniko and Aspen are clothes trading.
Y'all, I told Jake.
They're comedians in their own right.
They're comedians. The little draglings are learning. We talked about, do we do a theater with Aniko and Aspen? Because they were so good. We're not.
Really funny.
But they are so, what's so funny is so they're doing clothes and Aniko's deciding what to take college. And she's like, oh, mom's calling. And Darcy knows like, my gorgeous girls, I miss you. Are you prepared? And she's telling, it's that thing that all children go through when your parent calls you and just goes through the litany of all the things they're doing in their life.
I hate this.
And yeah, I mean, you get this a lot from mother. My mom does this a little, but you get a lot of this from Mother Poodle. She just calls you and tells you basically what Sunday was like a 40 minute phone call. What's she up to now?
Long. Oh God. What isn't she up to? Long phone call, long meandering phone call.
What did she start?
There was an Aunt Jane. There was an Aunt Jane section in there. There was a section of her going to Burke's Outlet.
Oh,
there was some talk about price changes at the local Ingles, and one of the managers who used to help her is not there anymore, so she can't go to the other woman because the other woman doesn't take her seriously. So, and she doesn't even know my name. That goes a long way with my mother.
She will know her name.
Yeah, unfortunately, she's going to know her name. It's going to be, it's not like Cheers either. It's like the bad side.
Your mom is like the Norm. Negative. People don't walk in and go, Mother Poodle. They go, and scatter. Like when Carla walked in, angry.
Mother Poodle! Everyone goes, they turn the lights and all the roaches run. She's okay. She's just been taking care of my niece and nephews a lot. And it's weighing on her. And she's just like, I guess I'm just a babysitting service.
She's not talking about how, she's not insinuating that her daughter-in-law failed as a mother at all, is she?
No, not really. I stopped even entertaining talking about it. I just hope she moves on.
That's all you can do. Well, yep. Aniko, so Darcy is talking to them and she's like, we got the deal with Johnny. And they're like, great. And then
we wrote a new song.
She said, we got a new song for the launch party. And at the same time, the girls go,
they go, oh.
And Darcy starts singing it. Y'all, if you're not watching this show.
She's like, I'm on top. And like the speakers of her phone blow out.
And then she kind of like, at the end, like Darcy does a button and leans really close to the camera and goes, on top. And she turns her face and she looks like she contorts to a cartoon character. And the girls' faces watching their mother and their... And Aniko kind of rubs her eye, and Darcy says, are you crying because it's so good?
And she's like, yeah. And do you hear Darcy goes, oh, I'm out of breath.
Yeah.
Y'all, you can't script any of this. That's the thing. I would, and yeah, maybe these things are storyboarded, but her throwing in, I'm out of breath, that's just, can't teach that. You can't script it.
They're reality stars. And the girls, what I love is that the girls immediately were like, Aspen says, Mom, Two words. Auto-tune, Mom. Auto-tune.
And Aspen says, so my mom, she tries, but my mom is tone deaf.
I love her. Her energy's great, but yeah.
It's a manifestation song.
And then Aspen goes, anyway, so let's, and they completely change the subject.
And they talk about Georgie and the Cicero date. And the next scene, y'all, we're meeting Michelle. You know, she got back. She shouted us out on Instagram.
Michelle did?
Yes, I responded.
Oh, what did she say?
Thank you. Love you guys.
Well, it doesn't look like it's good for her next week.
I know. Darcy. I think Darcy's firing her. I thought it. I was wondering when it was going to happen.
I like Michelle.
Me too.
I might hire her if I lived in Miami, but I'm scared of what she would say to me.
I think she might be a little out of your price range too.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I know what she would say to you. You should listen to your co-host.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to say that. Don't think so.
So, anyway, they're talking about Cicero, and he's sharing the feedback, and
Michelle did really well, because Darcy starts to bring up, like, she's like, I'm worried I opened up too much. Darcy tries to get in the negative space, and Michelle really says, what? And she knows Darcy is comparing to Georgie, and so she says, what does Cicero bring to the table that Georgie doesn't? And Darcy, that kind of is good. Darcy goes, well, but she's still worried. And
she's asking good questions.
And Michelle says that he's very smitten with her.
And he used a Spanish word, and Darcy's like, what? Enchilada. He's enchilada with me.
Enchilada, yeah. And he would like to continue to see her. So this is why I'll be interested to see how he ghosts her, because if he's very smitten with her and he's telling Michelle, like if he wasn't into her, he would tell Michelle, yeah, that's it. I'm going to move on.
Some guys do that, though. They're just that shitty.
They can't be bad guys. A lot of guys, they don't want to be the bad guy. They don't break up with somebody, and then they have sex with them, and then they take their credit card, and then they leave in the middle of the night, and the guy goes, where did that 6 weeks of my life go?
I'm not familiar with any of that.
Yeah.
Not familiar. Besides, they gave me the credit card.
Yeah.
So it's just out there. Of course, they wanted me to use it.
Just because y'all were playing, Ross, Dress for Less, Fuck for Less, and he was putting a card in your asshole and
it was
out.
It was sitting in his wallet in a drawer. Yeah.
It was right there.
It was underneath several pairs of pants. It was right there for the taking.
Right there.
He wanted me to have it. So, y'all, they are...
Y'all, if you're going to hook up, hide your wallet.
Hide your wallet.
Hide your wallet.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
I've had some hookups where I have put my wallet away.
Yeah, I always do. I don't know what that says about me, but...
Yeah. Those 3 a.m. grinder hookups are when you hide that wallet, y'all.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So Darcy is, again, they're giving Darcy a menial task, which I would pay money to watch a show of Darcy put together, hang up a hummingbird feeder. Put together an IKEA bookshelf.
My gosh.
This is someone from production went and got this, because there's no way Darcy ordered this.
I think someone got it. She's putting together this bookshelf. She's in her apartment. And
let's call Florian. He knows
she needs some help. Yeah, so Flo is going to come. You know what? I think this is better.
this is like our second theater so far.
It's fine. I think we usually do two for these episodes. I think this is better as a Darcy and
Darcy
Stacey
and Flo theater.
You're big.
Too big.
And action. Thanks for coming over, Flo. Thanks for coming over to help me put my... I'm putting a bookshelf together.
Book? I never see you read no book or nothing.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You had no book in your life.
Been a while, but just help me put it together.
Can you read?
Just putting some things on it. It's fine.
Yeah, so... So, what you think about date? You think you date Cicero?
Yeah, you know, it's going well. It's just kind of like, you know, it's hard to have this like positive, you know, strong.
He take you where?
Took me to a nice restaurant. He had Lamborghini. Yes. It's just, so I'm trying to
money.
Like. Trying to
he,
like.
He think money make, maybe money make Darcy shut mouth?
What?
Money make you shut mouth?
No, I'm just saying that I'm trying to have a higher vibration. It's just kind of difficult knowing that, you know, you're bringing Georgie around.
Georgie?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah, I think Georgie is manipulating you.
You think it's stupid?
I know when
people manipulation to me.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sure. I think
I do this from heart. People change.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't think he has. I just don't think you're getting it.
Well, listen, I don't have anybody.
What?
I have no parent, no for visa. I have no one. It's going to be good. Georgie, fine. Would you do that for me, sister?
I don't have anyone either!
And scene. I will say, Florian is showing out this season.
He got those new teeth and new confidence.
This is his best season yet. He has shown like a diamond in several seasons, but
yes,
he is showing up and showing out in every scene he's in. He's got a new confidence. You're right. It's those chompers. It's those brilliant white chompers.
They put showmanship in those.
Yes.
And I will say, you know, because Darcy is not sweet. Well, no, but I was going to say is what we say Darcy is a tenderhearted person.
She is.
And
she's tenderhearted. She's
tenderhearted.
That's what they said about me.
Yeah, that's what they said
about
me. They were wrong. They were real, real wrong about you. And but she's like, okay. She's like, all right, I'm going to try to do this because I feel bad. She's like, I feel bad, but I want to stay far away. So tonight is a meeting with Georgie, y'all, and they show up, and Stacy and Florian show up, and then Georgie shows up, and Stacy, you know, they greet him, and Stacy's like, I don't know if Darcy's coming.
And Georgie's in this, like, shirt that's so wide open with this, like, long leg, wide stance, and both Florian and Georgie look like Eurotrash. With like the knees out, just like you would see at like a terrible gross bar in like 2010.
You would have had sex with them.
I would have.
I would
both
have
of them.
I still would now. Would you? This is a good. Would you get fucked by Florian? Think about his body.
It may be too meta for me. I think. I don't know. I don't think I would. I think, weirdly, I have a thing for vampires, but there's something.
What if he bit you with the new teeth?
You might have something there.
I mean,
I just feel like his going might turn me off a little bit.
Do you think he has a nice dick?
No. It's okay. It's perfectly okay. It's not Georgie.
I mean, he is from the Dick Riviera.
Yeah. It's fine.
What if it was fine? What if it was a glory hole situation and he would be quiet because he had a ball gag in his mouth?
Even so.
Oh, okay.
Even so.
That's your favorite predicament too. So if you don't want to fuck him in that, and you're
it's strange. Yeah.
If you don't want to fuck him in your Neverland, then you don't want to fuck him.
I will not fuck you through a wall. I will not fuck you in a hall.
So I will not fuck you at all.
Dr. Poodle's Dr. Seuss's.
Yeah.
So y'all, Darce comes in. She's
green balls and ham.
She is stepping high like a Clydesdale. She is strutting in there.
She looks proud. She looks good, y'all. But she kind of saunters in and she shows up. And Stacy says, wow, look at you. You're shot. You know what?
It's three.
I don't know how we're going to do this. But we're going to do a Darcy and Stacy theater with four people. Poodle's going to be playing Florian and Stacy, and I'll be playing Darcy and Georgie.
Here we go. Yeah. This is like a Nicole Kidman thing. We're just, it's that many roles.
Speaking of Katya and Trixie, have you seen the Katya do Nicole Kidman where she
goes
to the AMC?
Yes, it's genius.
You know what I have to say though? What is happening now when I've gone to the theater, at least maybe because it's LA.
People laugh.
Everyone's laughing, but also they're quoting it back to her.
Same thing. I'm like, shut up.
And they're I kind of like it because everybody's like, we love movies.
I wish that people,
I like it. I think her outfit looks great.
It was from a sincerity point during the pandemic. And was the line a little bit syrupy? Yeah. But at that moment, we all kind of needed it. I don't know.
Maybe we feel it closer just because we've had so many friends that were just out of work when that happened.
And
so the first time I saw it, I got tears in my eyes.
Not just friends, the whole industry that makes our town work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. And action. Darcy, good to see you. Shine bright like a diamond.
Thanks, Ace. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to sit down and not say anything.
Hello.
Yeah.
Darcy. Hello, Darcy. Dude, it's me.
Yeah, I know. I know who it is, Georgie.
You have short hair now. You like short hair?
Yeah. Yeah, looks fine. Looks good. Looks fine.
It looks good. Yeah.
How is everything, Darcy?
Everything's good. It's great. Couldn't be better. Great. Good. Great. Good, great, good, great, great, great. It's great. It's great.
Just doing great.
Doing great. Doing great. How are you?
Building my massage business and really doing good, you know.
Blood told you just to change.
What? Say that again, Florian?
I tell you, just to change.
Thank you.
Yeah, it would have been nice to see that. Would have been nice to see that. Feel like you're bragging in my face. But whatever. You know, you never took action. We were together for 2 years, but sure.
Who are you dating now? Who?
Florian. Why'd you do that, Florian? You told him Darcy's business. Why'd you do that?
Wow.
You know, they always ask me. He asked me everything about you.
I bring
you. Wow, Florian. Wow.
She did say wow a lot.
Wow. I can't believe you do that to Darcy.
Here, Darcy, I bring you diamonds.
Diamond?
What?
Florian, this is all your fault, Florian. Oh, my God.
You know this is not my fault.
I appreciate it, but I can't accept it. I can't accept it.
My only fault is that I trust him.
I care about you, Darcy. You're dating someone else and it's hurting me. I can't behave myself. You're beautiful and shining. It's hard for me.
Don't you dare try to come between me and my family. Goodbye.
And scene.
That was well done.
Wow.
Well done, both of us.
Wow. This is how Meryl Streep, this is how Viola Davis feels. Glenn Close. Elizabeth Berkley.
Wow. We're just playing, or more like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
When he's everyone.
You know, more like Eddie Murphy and
That's
Martin.
Hard.
Is this how Tyler Perry feels?
Yes. This is Tyler Perry. This is high quality Tyler Perry work.
You know what? This show is better than the last five Tyler Perry movies or Madea movies.
You really do need to see Strange Loop because he goes off on Tyler Perry so hard. It's amazing.
I love Madea, but now I can't see another Madea movie. No more.
It's tired. It's just tired.
In this dramatic way. So Stacy's yelling at Florian saying, your fault.
It's all your fault, Florian. She's the first. Think about Stacy is she's the first to throw someone under the bus. She'll do it to Darcy. She'll do it to Florian. Anyone. She's really good at creating a scapegoat.
A lot of this is on her and her inaction.
I totally agree with you.
And Florian looks at her and says, "Are you speaking English?"
Yes. And Florian's not taking it either.
Well, Florian doesn't. He says, "It's not my fault. Georgia doesn't listen to me."
Georgia don't listen.
And he says, "I trusted him. That was my fault, but nothing else was my fault."
Right.
Great. Great. So Georgie runs out. He's like, "I care about you. I care about you." And he's like, "I'm here because I love you." And Darcy's like, "I want to surround myself with an empowered guy. Empowered guy." And he says, "I love you. You know I always care." She's like, "No, I'm sorry. It's done. And she leaves.
And he even says,
in a minivan,
I
love you more. I know you more than anyone else."
And Darcy's like, "No, you don't. No, you don't." So who knows?
She leaves and Georgie's like, "Fuck this. Why? My dick is so heavy."
"Dick is heavy."
Duh. And he just beats off right there in the street to relieve some pressure.
That was in the
that was in the
additional scenes.
That's what I wanted to see.
Y'all, that's the show. This will probably go on record as one of my favorite episodes of Darcy and Stacey ever.
Full stop.
It had so many things.
There was not a dull moment.
There was not a dull moment. I had to keep pausing to write and laugh. It's such a good episode.
It's a great episode.
Yeah. They had a special on Entertainment Tonight about it. A clip of the twins in the recording studio. They've made it, y'all, think about Darcy and Stacey dreaming as little girls saying, "We're going to be on Entertainment Tonight."
I love
and
them.
And they made it.
I used to dream of that when I was a kid.
Being interviewed by Mary Hart.
Lisa Gibbons.
Oh, I see. How's that working out?
Well, I met Lisa Gibbons, actually. She was very nice.
She's from South Carolina.
No shit. y'all, I didn't even know Entertainment Tonight's still on.
I think it is.
I watched the other one with Kit and Scott. He's hot. The guy from Extra.
What is that called? Lopez. Access Hollywood?
Access Hollywood. I just follow him because he's hot.
Can we just end the show?
That's it, y'all. That's Darcy and Stacey this week. Again, we're going to be, we're winding down. This is episode 7. So I think, are they having 10 or 12?
I think it's probably 12.
So
they had 13 last season. But they had 13. A tell-all.
Oh, they're going to have a tell-all and it's going to be good.
Yeah. So I'm okay with the seasons. Last season dragged a little bit, but I'm okay when they bring in... What I want more out of this season is we're going to see the wedding, almost certainly. I think because I think you mentioned it will be in Connecticut.
It was in People Magazine, so I think we're going to see something of... Something happened, and which if it's in Connecticut...
I want Debbie and Raina and Daddy Silva.
Yeah. If it's in Connecticut, I don't think Georgie's going to be there because I don't think Daddy Silva's going to want that to happen.
That's true. But I think the rest of the fan will be there otherwise. So that'll be fun.
That will be fun.
I also need to see a resolution between Darcy and Georgie. It needs to, because it didn't happen on camera last time.
I need to know what happened. I need to know why they broke up. I hope that happens in the tell-all.
We never saw it.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see the resolution on this episode or this season. I think maybe in the tell-all. I wish Kenny and Armando could host this tell-all.
Besides, did Sean host the last one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Darcy. Sean doesn't speak Darcy.
No, it's another planet.
You need gay guys.
Darcy needs a gay guy to
hire
help.
Us. Fuck Kenny and Armando. We love them, but call us.
That's true.
I think we just spawn all over them, and we would just do them to them.
Or, he's not gay, but Tim, he'd be great.
Oh,
Darcy.
All right, everybody. Okay, that's it. We'll see you next week. Until then, y'all, if you want to go on a date with a man wearing casual clothes from Banana Republic but driving a yellow Lamborghini,
guarantee that. It was $500, though.
Yeah. But Poodle, if you want to do that, how do you get that?
Manifest it.
Manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister.
And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.